Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel so alone in this big old world all by myself. What am I going to do?
Aha, yes, I know what I'll do. I will call the Joy Doctor. Yes, 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 you've tuned in to the Joy Doctor. Yes, brought to you each week on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, the Joy Doctor brought to you each week on every Monday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in and tuning in to the Joy Doctor. Yes, so tonight we're going to talk about the day after. Yes, the day after. You know, in life, every time you make a situation or you make a mistake or you do the right thing, there's always the day after. Yes, there's always the day after. What do I mean by the day after? I'm glad you asked. The day after is when you begin to feel all of the regrets or all of the excitement. Yes, that's right, that's right, that's right. All of the regrets or all of the excitement. Yes, that's what we call the day after. The day after you get the job. The day after you get the promotion. The day after you get put out. The day after you get fired. The day after you lose your home. The day after your divorce. The day after your child is born. All of these things bring on different emotions. Yes, they bring on different emotions. But it's all in the day after. Now, some of you may say, well, it's not really the day after. It's the second. It's the moment. But how many of you know in time is considered the day after? Yes. After the situation has had time to settle in your mind and in your heart, and you're trying to decide which way you want to go, what you want to do, that's considered the day after. Now, last week, we talked about graduation. Yes, we talked about the graduation. And we said that graduation is not only getting your high school diploma. Graduation is not only just getting that degree. That graduation is not only getting a certificate of completion. Graduation is far more deeper than that. Graduation means you can graduate from being an alcoholic to being a non-alcoholic. It means that you can graduate from being a physical abuser to being a non-physical abuser. It can mean that you're going from homelessness to a one-bedroom apartment, or going from homelessness to living, renting, buying, owning your own home. Yes, graduation means a lot of things and covers a lot of different areas. So I want to know, on last week, I challenged you to graduate. Now, when you received that challenge, how many of you took me up on that challenge? How many of you decided to look in the mirror and discover yourself? No, 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 no. I'm not talking about the drunk. I'm not talking about the alcoholic. I'm not talking about the abuser. I'm not talking about the high school dropout. I'm not talking about the one that got pregnant and wasn't able to finish school. I'm not talking about the one that had a great football career and it got tossed away because of some situations and circumstance. No, I'm not talking about that person. I'm talking about the person that when you really look in the mirror and you say to yourself, what am I doing? What have I become? Where am I headed? Where do I want to go? See, these are all the questions that arrive and infiltrate your mind, and your thoughts and your feelings begin to turn over on the day after. Because, see, when you receive the challenge, the next step is to accept or deny the challenge. If you accept the challenge, then you have a day after. That's the day of examining, rediscovering, experimenting, pulling off, putting on. It incorporates a change. Yes, it incorporates a change. However, if you don't accept the challenge, then you'll always be where you always are. You always have what you always had. So then you don't have to worry about anything because, yeah, you're right. You'll never graduate. That's right. The joint doctor stated that you'll never graduate because in order for you to graduate and have the day after, then you have to examine, rediscover, and see yourself where you are, who you are, and where you would like to be. That's right. Where you are, who you are, and where you would like to be. Yes. And on the day after, those are the questions that you have to answer. Yes. Can't nobody else answer them for you? Sometimes won't nobody even be there for you to even ask, what do you think I should do? Because, see, on the day after, you have to learn how to, think for yourself. Yes, you have to learn how to think for yourself on the day after. Because, see, the day after, you're on your own. Mama's not there. Daddy's not there. Sister's not there. Brother's not there. Your best friend is not there. But the joy doctor want to let you know that you can succeed when you contemplate all of these things in the day after. Yes, when you contemplate all these things in the day after, then you have to decide what it is that you're going to do. Are you thinking about that thing? What is it that I'm going to do? Am I going to remain the same or am I going to change? Am I going to become the person that I am supposed to be or am I going to stay in the state that I am and ponder on the things that I could have, the experiences that I could have experienced? See, the day after means that that's the moment whether you either be depressed or excited. That's right. There's no in between. You'll either have joy or you'll be depressed. Yeah, that's right. You make the right decisions, you have joy. You make the wrong decisions, you'll be depressed. Now, let me tell you one thing that the Joy Doctor has learned in life. Yes, let me share this one word of wisdom. Of course, there are many more, but let me share this one word of wisdom that you never regret a situation. You always learn from it. That's right. You never regret a situation. You always learn from it. Now, what do you mean, Doctor? I mean that no matter what mistakes you make in life, they don't have to be counted as mistakes. That's right. They don't have to be counted as mistakes. The only way they are counted as mistakes is if you don't learn from them. That's right. That's right. If you choose not to learn from them, then it's 100% guarantee that somewhere within your lifespan, you're going to run into that situation again. Yes, you're going to run into that situation again. So, like in school, I would rather pass the test the first time than having to retake it again. That's right. I would rather pass it the first time than to have to retake it again. However, if I don't pass it the first time and I begin to buckle down and study and I learn what I missed, and I grasped the concept, and I grasped it, and I begin to comprehend, so that way, when I do have to take the test again, I'll pass it. So what am I saying? The Joy Doctor is saying that in life, there are going to be some situations that you're not always going to get right. There's going to be some circumstances that you're not going to always make the right decision. However, don't beat yourself up about it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just take that situation and apply it. That's right, in the day after. Yeah, apply it in the day after, meaning that I will learn from my mistakes. That's right. Now, let's talk about one subject here that not many people want to touch, but every now and then you have to touch that situation. Now, let's talk about divorce. Yes. Now, if I've been married for 1 year, 2 years, 7 years, 12 years, 15 years, or 25 years, and a situation or a circumstance arise, and there becomes a problem that is irreconcilable, then we come to a mutual agreement that we have to have a divorce. Now, say that the young lady or the young man comes to a mutual agreement that they cannot make it, and they get a divorce. Now, another young man for the young lady, or another young woman for the young man, because, you know, we don't believe in all that twisted stuff. However, back to my point, that the young lady, when she meets the new young man, should be able to have learned some valuable lessons from being married the first time, and vice versa. The young man, when he meets the new young lady, should have some valuable lessons that he can bring to the table that he won't or she won't appear again at the table of divorce. That's right. What am I saying? I'm saying that when you go through something, there are going to be some valuable lessons in that situation. Now, it's not just in the divorce. If you're going to college and the first semester you flunk out, you just got in school, mom and daddy done paid the way, you got a scholarship, and you just couldn't balance your books and your party time. You just couldn't balance it. You couldn't seem to get a grasp on it. It's like you just had to be there. Then in class, you had to be there. At the party, you had to be there. So everywhere you had to be, and you was there, except for your mind wasn't there. So, don't beat yourself up about it. The next semester, before you get to the next semester, say, self, I know what I did wrong, so therefore this semester, I'm going to study more and party less. That's right. I'm going to study more and party less. Because, see, now I know what caused me to fail the first semester. And once I know the solution to the problem, then I can work on the problem with my solution, and therefore it's not a problem anymore. That's right, that's right. If I knew that drinking caused me to get a $5,000 DUI fine, then I know that in order not to get another DUI, I have to stop drinking. I cannot drink and drive. So now that I know the solution to the problem, and the problem really lies within me, so when I begin to examine myself, I discover that if I get rid of the problem, I can have, that's right, a better day after. Yes, 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 I can have a better day after. Because that's what we're all looking for. We're looking for a better day after. That's right. We're looking for a better day after. And how do I get a better day after, doctor? I'm glad you ask. By examining yourself and then being truthful about the things that you discover. If you discover that you lie under pressure, then when pressure arises, beep, 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 that should be a red flag. Do not lie. And I'm sure you hear it because your conscience talks to you and it lets you know that, hold on, wait a minute, you're about to lie. Calm down, breathe, and think rationally. Yes, think rationally before you respond. Yes, and you know that if you come in late or you miss dinner and your girlfriend, preferably your wife, begins to ask you questions, where you been? I thought you said you was going to be home early. I thought you wasn't working late. Before you fly off the handle, take a moment and just breathe. Just take a moment and breathe. And when you breathe, you'll find that sense of stability, that sense of hope, the sense of reasoning. What do you mean by that, doctor? The sense of reasoning. Meaning that when they come at you, when she comes at you and asks you all of those questions, then you can breathe and it gives you a moment and a space to respond instead of reacting. And so what have I just done? That means I have just graduated. And I have a day after. Yes, yes. And I can enjoy my day after. Why? Because now, not to lie under pressure. Remember, do not lie under pressure. It means that when she asks you all those questions, say, yes, dear, yes, honey, whatever you may call her, long as it is appropriate. I did have all intentions of being home before dinner. I had no plans of being late. However, as I was on my way out the door or getting ready to go out the door, my supervisor or my colleague asked me to help them on a situation. Or as I was on my way, I ran into traffic. I'm sorry I did not call you. Next time, I will call you to let you know that I'm on my way. Now, to a lot of you, that sounds strange. To a lot of you, you're saying, I don't have to check in. But if you stop and think, it's not a fact of checking in. It's a matter of respect. Now, if the shoe was on the other foot, brothers, men, gentlemen, you were at home, got off early, was at home, knowing that she gets off at a certain time, and she should be home by a certain time. And if she wasn't there or had not called, you would be asking the same questions. That's right, that's right, that's right. Admit it to yourself. Be truthful to yourself and say, yes, I would. Because you'll be wondering. At first, you might be a little upset. She should be here by now. She ain't called me. Or you'll be wondering, I hope did nothing happen. Hope she didn't have a flat on the freeway. I hope nobody, you know, giving her a hard time. You'll wonder. But in that wondering brings you to the same knowledge that if it was her, she would want an answer. If it's you, you would want to answer. So why not meet middle ground and have the common courtesy to give that call to avoid the questions, or give that call to inform and educate? That's right, to inform and educate. Because graduation is all about education. And when you call and you give that moment of, I'm sorry I'm late, I'm sorry I'm running behind, however, I should be there shortly, then that takes it to the next level. That's right, it takes it to the next level. Meaning that now you've just passed the test. So when you get home, you won't have to answer a whole lot of questions. You won't be asked a whole lot of questions. But not only that, it will not cause you to lose your temper. Say things that you don't mean. And it will get rid of that verbal abusive and the physical abusiveness. Why? Because you are rediscovering or have self-discovered the things that cause you to go off and be abusive. Now that you have found the problem, now there's the solution. That's right, that's right. There is the solution. And the solution is that before the problem arises, you always or already have resolved it. That's right. Before the problem arises, or when the problem arises, or if you know there's going to be a problem, you find a solution. Now, the solution must always be the truth. There is no way of getting around that. The solution must always be the truth. Why? Because remember, we're graduating. And the only way we're going to graduate is that we have to be truthful. We can't cheat. Because cheating shortchanges us. It belittles our potential. It degrades us, actually, when we cheat, whether it be male or female, boy or girl, young or old, whatever nationality or ethnicity you are, when you cheat, it degrades you. So, don't start, and you won't have to continue. Don't start, and you won't have to continue. Because we're talking about the day after. The day after is the moment for success, the moment for improvement, the moment that you say, I can and I will do better. I am an overcomer. I will be the best that I can. I will be the best and be the man or woman that I am supposed to be. I don't have to drink. I don't have to cheat. I don't have to smoke. I don't have to abuse the one that I love physically or verbally. That is not me. That is not who I want to be. That's not what I was put here for. I was put here to bring happiness. I was put here to bring joy. I was put here to uplift somebody in their lowest self state. Yes, 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 yes. I may not have gone to Harvard. I may not have graduated from the most prestigious class. However, this is the day after, and I shall press forward. That's right, that's right. I shall press forward because I am determined to make my graduation, to allow my graduation to speak for me. That's right, to speak for me. This is my success. I shall hold on to it. And I shall walk proudly and say that I can make it. Well, 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 folks, that's about all that we have for you today. But we want to thank you for tuning in to The Joy Doctor. Yes, tuning in to Blog Talk Radio and listening to or calling in and listening to The Joy Doctor. Yes, you can hear me each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Yes. But tonight is from 8 p.m. to 8:30. Yes. But tune in this week and get a wealth of knowledge about fitness, about motivation, about faith and also about truth. Yes, tune in to Blog Talk Radio this week on blogtalkradio.com. Tune in next week to The Joy Doctor. Until then, remember that you can always find joy in every situation.